Right now, Australian and New Zealand scientists have captured the sounds of the rare blue whale. The researchers are part of a six-week Australian-New Zealand Antarctic ecosystem voyage to the Southern Ocean to investigate the top predators in the region. It's a significant sighting as whaling in the mid to early 1900s absolutely decimated the blue whale population. The International Whaling Commission estimates that current blue whale numbers are around slightly more than just 2,300 of the beasts. Now, a pod of around 80 blue whales has been sighted on the edge of the Ross Sea, swarming around a school of krill, and their singing has been recorded. Dr. Mike Double from the Australian Antarctic Division was the science leader on this voyage. Mike, welcome to breakfast.
Hello.
This must have been very exciting, being out there and seeing this, finding this pod of 80 blue whales. You recorded, I think, more than 40,000 whale calls. Before we talk, let's just have a little bit of a listen to some of the sound you captured. Listening at home in your little transistor, you might not have the sort of the deep bass speakers to help you hear that, but it's a very deep sound, isn't it, Mike? What's it like when you hear that sound out there?
Well, we deploy hydrophones to try and hear that sound, and as you say, it's very low frequency, and so we need special equipment to listen for it. But when we do hear it, we're using very good headphones, and you almost feel it as much as you hear it, because it's just such a low rumbling sound.
And it's a low rumbling sound that travels a very long distance, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, and that really helps us find these rare whales. So we estimated we were hearing the whales from between 750 and 1,000 kilometres away. And again, using the hydrophones that we deploy, we can actually work out the direction that sound is coming from. And then we can follow that bearing and then try and find the whales. And that's what we successfully achieved on this voyage.
And I want to come to this discovery in a moment, but just to stay with the sounds for a moment, you recorded over 520 hours of whale song. Why have you done that? Are you finding out any more or understanding any more about how the whales are communicating, why they communicate in this way, how the sounds differ?
This is a multidisciplinary voyage, so we had a team of acousticians working 24/7 listening to these sounds. So when we had the opportunity to direct the vessel, we knew where we should be going. Mm. But we don't know much about why they make these sounds. The fact that these blue whales can communicate over such vast distances is really intriguing, because similar species like the fin whales, they don't make such loud calls, and it would be much harder to study the fin whales because we can't find them as easily as we can the blues. But mm. When we actually found the whales, then we then characterised their behaviour, and we're trying to associate particular calls with particular behaviours.
Take me to the moment you found the whales. You followed the sounds. You found a pod of around 80 whales. How big are these whales, Mike?
They're huge, obviously. They're the largest thing that's ever lived. But it's actually quite hard sometimes to gauge how big they are. We were looking at some of the photographs and comparing it to known lens data. We actually only see about 50% of the whale, and you're looking at the whale and you go, wow, that's huge. And then you realise you're only seeing half of it. So, yeah, these are remarkable animals.
And so you were photographing, you were able to catch them, photographing them under the water, were you?
Not under the water. We were photographing them as they surfaced, and we were keen to get photographs because blue whales have a mottling pattern on their flanks that is unique to each individual, and so we can identify individuals by photographing their flanks and also the shape of their dorsal fin. So we know that we photographed 58 blue whales, and really our resighting rate of individuals was really quite low. So from that we can roughly estimate how many were actually in the group. And, you know, really 80 individuals is a minimum.
How close together were they in this group?
Well, they were in an area about 100 kilometres by 150 kilometres, which may sound large, but it's not really much for Antarctica or blue whales. So we were really surprised to find so many in such a small area. And, of course, we're intrigued, you know, why they aggregate in that way.
And what's your theory on that? What did you learn from this trip about that?
Well, we've still got a lot of data to analyse. We had pretty sophisticated echo sounders on board, and we were looking at the krill distribution in this area, and it was really quite surprising what we found, is that generally we saw no krill at all. But when we did find krill, they were incredibly dense swarms of, you know, maybe 100 tonnes of krill in a very small area. And so that might be why the blue whales aggregate. It might be the nature of the krill in that area is particularly conducive to the way that the blue whales wish to feed.
And just finally, Mike, what with this research, were you specifically searching for the blue whale? Was that what it was about? And what have you found there that will help with breakthroughs to work out how we can help the blue whale to grow in numbers again?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is part of a long-term study in collaboration with many countries through the Southern Ocean Research Partnership of the International Whaling Commission. So, you know, this is working around Antarctica. It's a very challenging environment, and really it requires a multinational effort to look at a lot of these whale species and to estimate if they're recovering, and also try and work out which areas of Antarctica are important to them and why.
And just for my sake, how big is a blue whale? I know it's massive. How big is it?
Well, they can get to over 30 metres.
That's big. Mike, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Must have been fantastic seeing that out there. That's Dr. Mike Double from the Australian Antarctic Division, who was the science leader on this voyage. And there is video of it, so there's images you can go and have a look at of these massive, incredible creatures out there in the ocean.